a great total team effort by the Eagles. The defense played really, really well. But we're going to take a look at a number of the great offensive plays in this game. One of the things I really like about Doug Peterson's offense is the way he takes basic plays and presents them differently so they look totally different to the defense. This was on the first Eagles series. It was the 40-yard screen completion to Darren Sproles. Now, it's a basic screen. That's what they got to. But it's how they got to it that was really interesting. First of all, what you're going to see is Celek. He's going to come in motion across the formation. Let's bring him across the formation first so we can see that. So Celek comes across the formation. What we're going to do is freeze it right here. What we're going to see now are two key elements to this play. It looks like a zone run over here with Sproles, and then after that, they bring Aguilar around what looks like reverse, what's going to be reverse. It's just reverse action. So there's two parts to this, a zone run and a reverse, and that's all done to impact and influence the defense. So let's clear the screen and let this play go a little bit now, and you'll see exactly what we're talking about. There's the zone action. There's the reverse. Freeze it right here. What do you have? Just a basic screen. There's Sproles. There's three linemen out in front. Beautifully designed. Look at the defense. Three defenders going in the direction of the Aguilar reverse action. This is beautifully done. We'll clear it and let it play out. It was a 40-yard gain on the first series, set up a field goal. The longest gain of the season so far for the Eagles. Beautifully designed screen. Basic play. The way the Eagles got to it was absolutely brilliant. This was the big play on the Eagles' touchdown drive. It was third and long on the Eagles' side of the field. Now, what the Eagles are going to do here is run a route called the 96 combination. And by that, I mean the 9 route is Jordan Matthews right here. A 9 route is a vertical route. He will run vertically. This is Doriel Green Beckham. He will run the 6 route, which is an in-breaking dig route. This is the route concept. Now, before we run this, let's just talk about the defense of the Steelers. They're a predominant zone team. And on that side, they're going to play what we call quarters, with this safety and this corner each responsible for a quarter of the field. This is a good route combination, the 96, to run against this coverage. Now, there's one other element to this which is critical. Because you want to hit Doriel Green Beckham right here, you need to control the underneath defender. The Eagles do that with the complementary route of Trey Burton running across the field. I know there's a lot there, but it's actually pretty clear. So as we clear the screen, take a look at that. Let's run the play and see what happens. There you see from the slot, Matthews running. Freeze it right here. Perfect. Matthews lifts this safety. Doriel Green Beckham comes right in here. There's Burton controlling the underneath coverage. This is beautifully done, and this is a big-time throw as we run it by Carson Wentz. Beautiful throw, put a lot of juice on it. Now, as I said, this set up the Eagles' touchdown in the first half. So let's go to that. Another well-designed concept. You're going to see a 3-by-1 set. Three receivers over here, one receiver down here. Okay, what's critical here? This is Celek. He's going to run vertically. Now, the key is the linebacker, Timmons. What does he do in response to Celek? Because what you're going to have is Matthews right here running an in-breaking route. So if Timmons runs with Celek, you have the in-breaking route for a touchdown. That's exactly what happens. Let's clear the screen. Let's start this, and you'll see it. There's Timmons. Freeze it right here. Perfect. There's Timmons running with Celek. What do you get? Matthews in the open middle across the field with the defender outside leverage. Pitch and catch for Wentz and Matthews. This is a touchdown. Beautifully done. Two really well-designed plays to get the Eagles' first touchdown. At halftime, it was 13-3. It didn't take long for it to become 20-3 on a long touchdown from Carson Wentz to Darren Sproles. But let's take a look at that play, because this play was actually designed as a staple three-level stretch concept to the left. Because what you had was you had a vertical route here. You had Matthews running an intermediate route here. And then you had the short route or the flat route right here. Classic three-level stretch concept. And that's where Carson Wentz looked when he dropped back. This is a staple three-level stretch or flood concept that Doug Peterson loves and is very effective. Now there would be inside pressure right here on Carson Wentz. So as we clear the screen and let this run, you'll see that Carson Wentz did not have time. Freeze it right about here. Wentz is looking clearly over here. He's waiting to see what develops with the defense right here with that three-level stretch concept. But he'll get pressure right here. Now, here is Darren Sproles. He's releasing late. He's a check down here. He's not part of the route combination at all. So let's clear the screen. Let this play. You'll see what happens. Wentz has to move. Moves to his right. Freeze it right here. Ryan Shazier on Sproles. Shazier gets stuck. He doesn't know whether to stay with Sproles, who adjusts his route as well in response to Wentz moving. And Shazier doesn't know whether to stay with Sproles or attack Wentz. He gets caught in no man's land. We clear the screen, run the play. A beautiful job by Wentz and Sproles. Don't give Sproles short thrift here. He did a great job adjusting his route. This was really, really well done. A great improvisational play and a long touchdown to make it 20-3. We got a chance to see Wendell Smallwood in the second half, and he looked very, very good, very explosive with great short area burst, but it was also really well blocked on a number of his runs. And I want to show you what's essentially a counter play out of the shotgun. It has a delay look to it, but it's a counter play because what you're going to see is you're going to see the left guard Barber. He's going to pull. You're going to see Selleck work across the formation. There's delay action in the backfield. Okay, so that's how the play works. Let's take a look, and we'll see the blocks as we clear the screen. This is a counter play. Delay in the block. Stop right here. Perfect. What you're seeing right here, Barber does a great job right here. You're seeing Selleck work right behind him. He's going to kick out the linebacker right here. And don't forget Lane Johnson, a really good job blocking the play side linebacker. This is really well blocked. You'll see when we clear the screen and let it run that a hole opens right up. And in the NFL, it's not a hole. It's a small crack. And Smallwood does a really good job as we let this run, getting right through that small crack. Wendell Smallwood looked very, very good on that touchdown drive. Kenyon Bonner's touchdown run was another beautifully designed and well-executed running play. Let's take a look exactly what we have. What we have here is two pulls. You're going to see Lane Johnson and Brandon Brooks. They're both going to pull and get to the perimeter. And then you have the seal block or the pin block by Selleck, the tight end, working inside to seal right here. So you create an alley with the pull, the two pulls, and the pin. Let's take a look. We'll clear the screen and let this run. Really well designed. You see it right here. Boom, right there. You see that hole? It develops easily. Barner can see it. Look at that kind of space. You normally don't see this kind of space in the NFL on a running play. This is beautifully blocked. And then you actually get Kelsey, the center. He misses his block initially, but he stays with it and he battles, and he's able to make a late block that truly gets Barner into the end zone. Let's clear it. Watch this. This was really, really well done. Kenyon Bonner scores a touchdown. Boy, the Eagles' running game really started to look good in the second half. A tremendous all-around team performance.